This is the Matt Allen Show on News Talk 630 WPRO at 99.7 FM.
It's 6:55 here on WPRO, 99.7 FM, the Matt Allen Show. Joining me on the line is Justin Katz from AnchorRising.com. Mr. Katz, sir, how are you?
Hey, not bad, man. How's it going?
Excellent, thank you. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You are, what was your official title, what would your official title be with AnchorRising.com?
Well, I'm administrator, which basically means that I don't really have any extra powers or anything like that.
But, were you one of the founding members?
Yeah, Andrew Morse, Mark Comtoys, and I first got together to put it together. And shortly thereafter, invited Don Hawthorne to join us.
All right, just so people know, AnchorRising.com is a, would you say, a conservative-leaning blog? Conservative-leaning, a fair characterization?
Probably more like conservative-fallen.
Conservative-fallen blog?
Yeah. Probably.
All right. That exists here in Rhode Island, and it kind of goes through, you have a certain contributors who come on and write their opinion about different things that are going on in the state, and people can go on and join on and actually comment on your comments. And, you know, there's a little cross-promotional thing here. We're going to talk to you guys, somebody from Anchor Rising, once a week about what your opinions are, what's on the blog, and kind of have a little dialogue here. So welcome aboard, and we look forward to working together in the future.
Oh, yeah, we do, too, absolutely.
So talk to me about what's going on the blog today. What's the big go-getter out there? Where are the hits going today?
Well, a lot of the hits are going to talk about this hiatus we're at between the supplemental budget that just passed and the upcoming budget. But actually, the latest thing I posted today was regarding this issue that you've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're absolutely right to see these problems in Barrington with the drinking as related to this new fad of videotaping group meetings and posting them on the internet. I mean, one gets the impression that there's no sense of reality and the weight of reality for these kids anymore. I think of it as, you know, when you and I were growing up, playing, say, video games or something,
mm-hmm.
we logged hours and hours on Pong and Super Mario Brothers,
right.
And that's before we got to Mortal Kombat and Doom, so we had a whole notion of what reality was. And
right.
Maybe there was an incident or two of kids jumping on turtles or something like that,
right.
But I don't remember anything.
I don't think so. I don't think there was any mass mushroom squashing going on now.
Maybe it was only in New Jersey where I grew up. But now there are these realistic simulations of first-person blood and gore. And I don't think older generations that didn't grow up with that, like you were talking about, who think you have to go through Google to access the internet,
yeah.
I don't think they understand the fundamental effect that this has on the way children see the world.
Well, just the way that they communicate.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as somebody who is obviously very internet savvy and very computer savvy, because, I mean, you just look at your site, you can tell. Obviously, you have to post on a website every day, so we know you know something about it. These kids are—they know go above and beyond in terms of their knowledge and their everyday usage. They know things that their parents can't even understand, and they're accessing sites and leaving things on the web that will make your hair stand up on end.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then you mix that with this sort of instant online lottery of fame. You know, where if you put up a YouTube video, outrageous as it may be, or if you pull off some stunt. Suddenly you become famous and you're on the news and on TV. And I don't know how we get a handle on that. I mean, the internet's great, as we've been saying, for info, and, you know, especially in Rhode Island, researching how our state is falling apart, that sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, it helps us as citizens to deal with that. But then there's this whole other group that's sort of entering, merging virtual reality and reality. And maybe that's one of the major future cultural battles in the world.
And you started this kind of a thread on AnchorRising.com, and people can check it out. Thank you very much, Justin. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep, looking forward to it.
And Justin Katz from Anchor Rising. Check it out, AnchorRising.com. You're going to get his commentary, and you can actually post up a little bit of your own comments as well. And we're going to talk to guys from Anchor Rising every week here at 6:50 on Wednesday nights, right here on the Matt Allen Show. Coming up next, Hillary Clinton. I got a comparison to make, and you'll hear it next on WPRO 99.7 FM.